He admits he shot up his high school. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Ethan Crumbly, in handcuffs in court in Michigan, changed his plea to guilty to 24 charges, including terrorism and murder.
You understand that the maximum possible penalty you face here on the underlying offenses is up to life in prison?
Yes, sir.
And that would be life in prison without parole. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Then after the 16-year-old told the judge that, it was Prosecutor Mark Keast's turn.
Is it true, on November the 30th, 2021, while you were in Oxford, County of Oakland, you did deliberately, with the intent to kill and with premeditation, use a 9mm handgun and shoot and kill Mr. Tate Meyer?
Yes.
Crumbly also admitted he shot and killed three other students. His parents are charged with involuntary manslaughter for giving him access to the gun. There was also a guilty plea in court in Minneapolis related to George Floyd's much-protested police killing in 2020. Ex-cop Al J. Alexander King pleaded to abetting and aiding second-degree manslaughter as jury selection begins to put another fired officer on trial, Tu Tao, both of them already behind bars.
King in Ohio, Tao in Kentucky, after there and another former officer's convictions in federal court of violating Floyd's civil rights. Thomas Lane pled guilty to the state charges for which former officer Derek Chauvin was convicted and sentenced to over 20 years in prison.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Opening statements will start soon in Los Angeles to put Harvey Weinstein on trial for rape. The ex-movie producer is already serving prison time after convictions on similar charges in New York. In the first testing since COVID hit, a drop in scores for students, the biggest ever decline in math, an 8-point drop for 8th graders, down 5 points for 4th grade students. Reading scores fell by 3 in both grades.
The National Center for Education Statistics offered this, quote, the general patterns are that the losses are big. They're much bigger in math than in reading, and they're much bigger in more vulnerable kids. Those seem like things that are very consistent with every other piece of information that we've seen in post-pandemic testing.
Alexandria Hoff, America's listening to Fox.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The big story 8 months ago today was Ukraine being invaded by Russia. Now Russia claims amid Ukraine's strong counteroffensive that Ukraine could deploy a radioactive dirty bomb. Here's Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
We have information we rechecked via corresponding channels. It's not an unfounded suspicion. We have serious reasons to believe that such things could be planned.
That is prompting Ukraine to ask the UN Atomic Watchdog to send a team of inspectors to dismiss the claim. Now, North Korea and South Korea skirmished again today with its rivals, exchanging warning shots along a disputed boundary at sea. Each country claims the other had ships violate their territory and then fired those warning shots after a series of recent North Korean missile tests and South Korea holding military exercises with the U.S. Abortion, a big issue in Georgia again this week.
A Georgia court in Atlanta will hear 2 days of testimony in the ACLU's lawsuit hoping to overturn a state law disallowing abortions if a fetal heartbeat is detected, which could be at about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law was originally signed by Governor Brian Kemp in 2019, but the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade this year allowed for the law to be enforced.
It's Fox's Eben Brown. Now, abortion is a big issue in the upcoming elections in 2 weeks, especially for Democratic voters. Early voting starts this week in 15 more states, including Texas, today. We are just getting breaking news out of Missouri, where officials say 2 students were injured in a shooting at a high school in St. Louis and the police quickly stopped that gunman. Of course, this after the guilty plea hours ago in court in Michigan by the shooter who killed 4 students at his high school in Oxford last year. On Wall Street, the Dow's down, up. The Dow's up almost 300 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.